Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Well, potential mayoral candidate Joe Buscaino is going to come in here. We'll talk a little shop, a little policy with him. News is coming up as well. First, there's LifeLock. Before you pack your bags for summer travel, plan to protect your personal info. Update your devices with the latest security patches. Change passwords and avoid public Wi-Fi. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Every day, we put our info at risk on the internet. In an instant, cyber criminals could steal what's yours and harm your finances and your credit. Good thing there's LifeLock. LifeLock helps detect a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number for sale on the dark web. If they detect your information has potentially been compromised, they will send you an alert. So protect yourself with LifeLock. Right, Dawson?
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can help protect what's yours with LifeLock by Norton. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year by using promo code ADAM. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com and use promo code ADAM for 25% off. Do you want to be a part of Adam's next book?
Shit, yeah!
Submit your questions for Ask an Asshole by emailing them to askhole@adamcarolla.com. Please include your name, age, and location. Ask about any topic you need the Ace Man's advice or answers on. That's askhole@adamcarolla.com.
Joe Buscaino is here, former LAPD officer and hopefully mayor of Los Angeles.
Yes.
We're on a political roll this morning or this afternoon talking about the governor and the mayor. But it'd be nice to right the ship. You know, it's such a weird thing. Like you have the mayor and you have the governor and they're going, hey, we need to right the ship here. And I'm like, who's steering the fucking ship?
If only someone could help
like,
that.
Well, yes, we all agree. Why not? So, Joe, thanks for bringing the red sauce.
Yes.
That your mom made?
Well, explain.
Mom and dad. So we have this community garden, these tomatoes we harvested last week and went straight to the backyard because Italians make sauce in their backyard.
Oh, wow.
And sure enough, we bottled the sauce and made about 200 jars.
Ooh, a lot.
I gave Kim one of these at a feast years ago, and he looked at it and said, this is the real shit. This because of the color of the
and
sauce.
Then he handed this it to his assistant, got into the limousine, did a pile of Coke, and banged
but,
his Guma.
That's for
Kimmel.
You and the family.
Well, thank
and you've
you.
Got, farm to table there, real Italian sauce. And it's not gravy, it's sauce, for the record.
Well, I know you want to be mayor, and you also want to bring back the San Gennaro feast. But I always think about the San Gennaro feast because we always kind of talk about who's effective, who's not effective, who, you want to get something done, give it to a busy guy. You know, the thing that's crazy, it's like Jimmy Kimmel, Mark Geragos are the two busiest human beings in the world. Also, the two people get the shit done the fastest. You call Mark Geragos, he calls you back 10 seconds later, he carves out whatever. I was just sitting in New York with Jimmy, and he's like, we're in Little Italy, and he's like, piece of San Gennaro, we need one of those. And I was like, we do. And then
I was like, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Anyway.
You can't start a feast alone.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then we got back to L.A. and he's like, we're going to start that feast. I was like, I'm whatever you want. I'm over here. And the next thing you know, we're having a feast. But which you can do or you know, no one in my family could do that in 7,000 lifetimes. And Jimmy does it in one weekend. And what's so different about him? You know, it's just one person does stuff and the other doesn't.
It's in our DNA. We lead with urgency. We like to get things done. And the feast, thanks to you and Jimmy, we're able to support LAPD youth programs. That's how I got involved with Ann Potenza and Doug DeLuca. He says hello, by the way.
Oh, Doug.
And, for us, as the only—
Ann is Jimmy's cousin, and Doug is from the Man Show.
Right. And we had a— because I'm the only Italian-American on the council, son of Italian immigrants, I said, we need to reestablish a Little Italy in L.A. And we did in San Pedro, the largest Italian community in all of L.A., 30,000 strong.
Is that the largest Italian community in L.A.?
We don't leave. It's the fishing industry. Mom and dad came
for the docks
and
the ports.
Yes, the docks had built.
That's why they came here, right?
Correct, in the late 60s. So we have established a Little Italy. Now, listen, it's no San Diego or New York. Eric, but we're moving on. We're establishing the Piazza, and already four great Italian restaurants have moved in.
Well, I don't want to tell you how to run your campaign, but I would say my first piece of business as mayor is Alvera Street. You had a hell of a run, but you're out. It's now Little Italy Street.
That's going to be tough. Wow.
We don't need another drag full of Mexicans in the middle of Los Angeles. Boy. Go down to Pacoima. It's all of Alvera Street.
Gentrification is a tough topic.
Go down to Sherman Way and Roscoe. You got your Alvera Street.
This is not helping.
We need Little Italy, and we need this fine piece of highway that ends with Felipe's.
Joe, take the end.
I'm trying to get elected here again.
Take under advisement.
Don't do it by force. Do it by decree.
We are a model United Nations in Los Angeles, yes. Adam.
And Little Ethiopia, you better look over your shoulder. We're coming for you.
Don't forget Filipino Town and Little Armenia.
I don't know. The Armenians, leave them be.
Do a lot of cleaning.
Okay.
Well, you want to throw a rock at that hornet's nest?
No, I do not.
I do not. You want to see a bunch of guys drive around with the flags on their car?
No, I'm good.
Okay, don't do it. Okay. And Garagos says, sue your ass to Kingdom Come.
A lot of smoking at Coffee Bean.
Don't leave them alone.
Okay.
Case of Axe and some Winstons and just keep walking.
Well, I'm making an executive because of... your Italian roots, I'm making an executive decision on this show. Mm. This is not scripted. I just decided this, Gina, that we're going to honor Adam Carolla in our annual October Italian-American Heritage Month celebration in Little Italy and Pedro. That's right.
Forget about this symbolic shit. That's we need to make him traffic czar.
Yes, come on, that's man. True.
Well, let's talk about traffic czar. I'm so glad you brought that up because today.
Joe, I don't know if you noticed, traffic's a big problem in this city.
Traffic's a big problem today. All right, so here's what I did today, and we haven't heard all. You've heard it some, but not all. We have a problem with traffic in Los Angeles, and then I get the logistics. Like, well, you're going to put a second story on the 405, or we're going to get Elon to tunnel through the pass, or whatever it is. It's like, we could move traffic 20% faster if we could get people to wake the fuck up. So I was driving down Sunset. I don't know if you can find it, Maxipata, but if you go down Sunset, it tees into PCH.
Yes.
Just makes a T.
All the way down. Yes.
Go all the way down Sunset. It will eventually die into PCH.
Yes.
You may turn right because there's a lane there for you to turn right that then has arrows saying merge.
Sure.
So you may turn right and you may merge. Now, it doesn't matter how much traffic's coming down PCH. You can turn right because you have your own lane.
Let me guess. People stop and wait.
They stop and they won't move. Now, because I'm me, I'm driving down Sunset today. I see four lemmings just sitting there waiting because the light's red and they don't know they can merge. So I do what I do. I turn into the Chevron station, go round everyone, and pop out into the lane with the arrows saying merge. Well, that asshole still sits back there because there's no goddamn sign. Because they don't know, and LAPD is so overficious with their ticket riding, and everyone's so scared shitless that they just sit there and go, I'm going to wait this one out. They could be woken up. We could let them know you could turn right on red. We could let them know a million things. Zero. We don't have a traffic czar. They have a traffic czar in like Montreal or was it?
A lot of cities.
A lot of cities. It's like,
I think in Dakota.
They have traffic czars everywhere. If you go forward on this.
Yeah, it's going north.
You will see you can turn north and there is an entire lane that is dedicated. That's the gas station I drive through
because
I already know the idiots aren't gonna do it. And there's a lane with arrows that will let you merge, but nobody turns because they have no goddamn idea they can do it, or they're scared, or the light's red and I ain't budging. There could be a sign there saying turn on red or merge or anything. No goddamn sign. We got the click of a fucking ticket every 10 feet, but we don't have this. So we could get the city moving if we just had someone cracking the whip a little bit.
I love the passion, Adam. And as mayor, my first appointment is going to be Adam Carolla, my deputy mayor of transportation.
We're cooking with gas.
Don't fuck with us, Joe.
Yeah, don't play with our emotions.
This is when real people talking about real solutions because they're in traffic. I mean, there's talk about a subway down the 405 that may be advancing through Metro. The goal is to get people out of their cars and actually work where they live, like we're doing in my district down in San Pedro, creating this these commercial hubs where, you know, it's
the
15-minute rule.
Right?
You know, you want to walk, live, and work in a neighborhood. So you don't have to drive downtown to get to work.
What's Garcetti's status now? We're hopefully shipping him off to Bombay.
His terminals are up.
But when does he move, or what's going on?
So President Biden advanced and nominated him, and now that's that nomination has got to go through the Foreign Relations Committee in the Senate. Mm-hmm. As we know, the Senate doesn't move quick, so we're anticipating a hearing in the coming month or two. And by the end of this year, we are anticipating an appointment to the ambassador to India.
And there's nobody who's not rooting for him. Whether you like him or you don't like him, everybody's rooting for him to get this position.
I know he was looking forward to this appointment.
Oh, good.
I know he was looking forward
this
to this appointment.
This is reminiscent of when Rachel Perry was doing the news on my morning show. And she's like, I just need 2 weeks off to shoot a sci-fi on the Fox. I was like, yeah, go ahead.
The time you
go,
need.
Please. There's the parking lot.
Brusco was against it.
Keep walking.
But then we have to make an appointment. The city council, through the city charter, has got to either make two choices. Make an appointment, a caretaker, or call for a special election. As we know, the election, the way I'm running for mayor, joebuscaino.com, the election's next June. Mm-hmm. However, it's going to take 8 votes to appoint a caretaker. Now, I'm supportive of the caretaker.
The caretaker's like the interim.
Correct.
The mayor pro tem or something.
Correct. Mm-hmm. The interim.
Cuomo's, coming in.
As you know. Right.
Yeah.
I hope not, no.
No, but the
the same
Ms. Hochul or whatever her name is. Yeah.
Right.
So the interim mayor will serve for the remainder of Garcetti's term, which is next December. But it's going to – I'm hopeful. My position on this is to make sure that the interim mayor does not run for mayor because he or she will have the upper hand. Mm-hmm. And I nominate Adam Carolla as the interim mayor of Los Angeles.
That's
we need 8
careful
votes.
What you ask for.
We need 8 votes.
I will fucking kick ass and take names.
As long as you don't run for mayor.
I won't. Okay. This city.
He's got enough to do.
First off, I will be assassinated my first 4 to 7 weeks in office. I will be taken down a Day of the Jackal style because I will piss everyone off because this city is run so horribly. And first things first, garbage everywhere.
Yep.
There's just trash. Like, I don't know how you can say, well, we run an effective city, like, you know, the schools and the transportation and the police force and the thing, crime, whatever, and have garbage everywhere.
Yeah.
I don't feel like those two things can exist. It's like you cannot if you see someone driving down the street and they got the Toyota Tercel and there's newspapers piled up and everything's like, that guy's one of our best employees. Like, no, he's not. No, he can't. You can't be both. You can't be a well-run city and have garbage everywhere in your city and everywhere you look. And by the way, this is pre-homeless. Now, the homeless situation has taken garbage and fed it creatine. Like, it's now you have little villages and folks dragging the garbage out in the street. But it used to just be graffiti, garbage, just sort of everywhere, which seems fixable. It seems like insanely fixable. You know, it's just like, give everyone a jurisdiction. Like, I'm always marveling at this stretch of the 5 freeway with
the
weeds and garbage everywhere and just stuff. Can we get Bette Midler and put her in charge of a quarter mile of this shit and figure out how to do it? Like, I'll give you an example. This popped in my head. I have good friends with Galpin Ford and the Ford family, Bo Bachman and all those guys. They got acreage over there out in Van Nuys off the 405.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You go down to the 405 and you get off on Roscoe, and it is a goddamn shit show over there. It's a shit show, but not the off-ramp that goes to Galpin because they, like, adopted that off-ramp, and they pay two guys $11 an hour 3 days a week to go out there and hose something down and pull a weed and pick up some garbage. So it's a little, as you pull off to go to Galpin Ford, it's nice looking there. You go to the next off ramp, it's a total shit show with weeds over your head and garbage everywhere. Can't just figure that part out. It escapes us. What do we need? A computer? Like, what is it? Why is it such a shit show?
Why I'm running for mayor, Adam.
Yes.
I, too, believe that we need to do better. And I can tell you, yes, as a legislator, a council member, I, too, have been frustrated by going through the committee process. Going back to being Italian, we like to get shit done and get it done quickly. What I've done is actually I've hired nonprofits to pick up trash. I want to do this citywide. We need 1,000 foot soldiers mobilized. 600 per council district to do the basics. Remember the basics. And if we don't, as the public safety candidate, you know, the whole broken window theory, that if you don't fix the smallest of things, you're going to see prostitution, gang activity, more graffiti. It's the basic. Those are my experiences as a street cop patrolling the city of Los Angeles. And what we've seen also in New York, you know, with the mayoral candidate there, Eric Adams, it's possible to elect a police officer here in Los Angeles because we understand what's happening with homelessness.
Yeah, what was your beat when you were on the force?
Citywide. I actually spent the last 7 years in my own hometown. We need more cops patrolling their own hometown. In fact, my own residents decided to appoint or elect me to represent them in City Hall. And it is possible because we know that crime today, we haven't seen these crime numbers, particularly in our black and brown communities.
You do,
the largest number of crime that we've seen in 10 years, it's happening.
When you were in the academy, did they teach you extra cop talk? Okay, what I'm going to need you to do for me right now, just go ahead. Okay, sir, what I need you to do right now for me, okay, right now, just go ahead, get your license, registration, okay, right now for me, sir. They must have a class in that. It's There's impossible not. That they all do extra cop
that
talk.
That definitely was not a learning.
It was not taught. They tell you not to talk about it.
Not a learning.
Okay, sure, but I'm going to go ahead and ask you to do for me right now, okay? No. Just say license and registration. Okay, right now.
Being folksy.
We're going to need you. You're taught to do that so people don't talk back, right? You filibuster, right? You don't want them to go, oh, no one's robbing a bank or anything. You go, but you, as long as you're talking, they're just sitting there, right? There's no extra cop talk class.
No, not at all. That's not
right
a learning
now, sir.
Domain in the
okay,
academy.
Okay, what I need you to do is go ahead and be honest with me right now, okay, right now? I'm going to go ahead and ask you to go ahead and turn around for me, okay, right now?
No, that's not the lingo. Sorry, Adam.
Oh, I know cop talk. I've been let out of my last 20 tickets, which is awesome.
It's impressive.
Yeah.
That is impressive.
I argued with someone about this today. If you pull someone over and you let them off a ticket, and then you pull that person over again, are they for sure getting a ticket?
You don't keep track.
You know?
You don't keep track.
This is a notable podcast host.
I hosted a popular show.
Cable star.
You don't keep track. No.
Okay.
So what is... Yeah, go ahead.
Can I ask a question for Joe?
Yeah.
Joe, I was doing research looking at your bio, and it says you're a Democrat, and it made me think, how important, if at all, is it important for a political party, one or the other, in a local election like mayor? And obviously a national election makes a big difference, state elections, but when you're talking about like just like a city mayor, even say as big as Los Angeles, I imagine it would just be... best person for, like, does the political party even make a difference?
That's a nonpartisan race. And I've always said, you know, when you call 911, the dispatcher doesn't ask, are you a Republican or a Democrat? A pothole is not a D or an R issue.
Right.
It's just a quality of life. As I say, all politics, local politics are all politics are local, happens on the ground. And as mayor, I'm going to be the mayor that represents everyone. But I'm concerned the Democratic Party today and what we're seeing in this homeless crisis. Is the far extreme left, the DSA, the socialists who protest my house and protest me cleaning our encampments and connecting people to services are completely out of touch.
Oh, that's my follow-up question then is how I imagine all of the Democrats and all the Republicans and everyone who's been mayor has had great intentions, but they've run up against the city council or the committees or whatever. What can you do to work with them around them? What are you going to do to get things done, whereas others have failed in the past?
Well, I come to my district. If you come to my district today, I represent Watts, Harbor City, Harbor Gateway, and San Pedro, and in Wilmington, is that you're not going to find a large, unregulated, dangerous encampments because I've cleaned our streets, connected people to services. We have to have both. And also arrested the bad guys who were providing drugs and the gangsters who were paying rent for folks staying on our sidewalks. Mm. That's the message that's I'm going to – and the vision for my city.
Oh, they were getting them to pay them?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Like paying kind of the rent. Mob?
Correct.
Paying rent for living on the sidewalk.
Correct.
But that's got to be a complicating factor for L.A. The problems in Watts are very different than the problems in, I don't know, Santa Monica. You know what I mean? There's some crossover, but you're talking about different cities almost.
But, Brian, as the chief executive of the city, I'm going to appoint a police chief that shares my vision. I'm going to appoint general managers like Adam Carolla that share my vision.
Traffic czar.
Especially on traffic. It's that chief executive position, Gina, that I will be able to bring the right people in place, demand answers, get things done, and move quickly on it.
What happened to – what's Garcetti? I cannot – most – you know, I'm the reason I can't find words here because I'm confused. I'm confused by him. I'm sort of like – why is he not saying, here's what I'm going to do, or this needs to stop, or whatever? He's so like touchy-feely, and it's like, when these prisoners are released, they owe us a debt of gratitude.
We owe them.
We owe them a debt of gratitude, right. Sorry. No.
Very important
Open
distinction.
Open your yard to their tent. Yeah, and stuff like that. Like, I don't feel like I hear any nuts and bolts coming out of him. What?
Different style leadership.
Leadership.
But
why he's not effective or something, or is it the city council's? Yeah. Like, why can't we get our shit together? Why is it – look.
Different lived experiences too, Adam. It's like, listen, for me, I was a street cop. I know poverty. I responded to my wife's 14-year-old student who was shot up by gangs. Okay. I understand what's happening on the ground level. Eric, visionary. Brought the Olympics here. Yeah. Brought the Olympics here. Yeah.
He wants to ride a unicorn somewhere.
You know, brought the – you may disagree. That's fine. Brought the Olympics here. Moved on transportation projects. Moved on the rail line. I'm not gonna bash him, but I can tell you I'll be a lot different.
Well, I was talking to someone today, and we're talking about doing a comedy show in Hollywood. And they said, I had to go down to Hollywood and Wilcox and do a show last night. And then she said, oh, such a shit show down there. And I was like, yeah, I wouldn't go near Hollywood. Right. And then it's kind of like, it's Hollywood. And I said, Hollywood is known worldwide. Like everyone knows
Streets
Hollywood.
Like, gold.
Hollywood is a shit show. Right. I mean, it is dicey and weird. I've done comedy shows down there. You would not want to walk down Hollywood Boulevard with the streetlights on.
People will tweet us like, oh, coming to Hollywood for the first time or L.A. I want to see Hollywood. It's like, don't miss your time.
Yeah. Don't
we
do it tonight.
Where do I stay?
Can't
not
get
there.
Hollywood together?
Well,
it's Hollywood.
And I've said that to these guys before, I'm getting married next month and I have all these out-of-towners coming in and, oh my God, you know, this is a destination city. Yeah. I am embarrassed.
Yep.
I am pre-embarrassed for them to get here. And all the hotels and all the places they're sending me, I'm like, I wouldn't stay in that neighborhood. And I feel responsible for it, and it's really dehumanizing.
I can tell you, not only Hollywood, but Venice has been a disaster.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I tell you, you know, homelessness has been a tax on our business. It's been a tax on our tourism. I'm one of 15 council members, and my colleagues don't agree with me that we need to have consequences when people on the streets are offered shelter and they refuse to go in. Okay, that's called enabling.
Sure.
That's called enabling. We're allowing people to destroy themselves. The mental health laws in California are failing those folks who are not in the right mind frame to say yes to help.
Dr.
Where's
Drew
the
agrees.
Compassion? I spoke to Drew, and he told me, don't ever disagree with Adam Carolla before you go on the show. But Drew and I, we're talking the same language here. We need to redefine gravely disabled. But at the same time, if we don't have we have over 1,000 beds available last night in L.A.
Wow.
1,000 beds available. Okay, you have this governance structure that's called LA Homeless Services Authority that is a failure. I'm calling to end it because they're not giving us real-time data on who says yes to help, who says no to help. And we need that data, that information to know who we're helping and who we're not helping.
Well, tell me if this is the phenomenon or the sort of new world order we're living in and if this is what's happening. Because I feel this way. So I'll set you an example. We have five bloviating nudniks that are trying to push the term Latinx. Mm-hmm. You ask all Latins, would you want to be called Latinx? They go, no. but there's five white Karens that want Latina. So now we have to discuss this. You know what I mean? It's got to be a thing, and we got to argue over it, and it's got to be official and other things. Nobody, Latino people don't give two shits about Latinx. They don't like Latinx, but yet it's sort of forced on us. And I feel like with the homeless, it's like a couple of city council members, feckless, worthless city council members, and then a small group of homeless advocates, whatever the fuck that means, idiots who've anointed themselves experts in homelessness. And then there's the entire rest of society. And the entire rest of society wants these people move. They want them to get help. They want the same thing you want. You want a shelter. Yeah. If you can't get a shelter, then we got to put you somewhere else. We got to get you cleaned up. We got to get you help. We have mental service. That's what everyone wants. And there's like five people that are saying, no, you got to say Latinx. And then the rest of us going, oh, maybe they know something or something. How do we get these people out of here? It's not the homeless people. Everyone's like, how do we get the homeless people? How do we get the five assholes that are the advocates in the LA City Council that are ruining this whole thing for everyone? The homeless are just homeless. They're going to do what we let them do. It's the sober people that make the horrible decisions that that exacerbates the problem. It gets worse month in and month out, and they keep their jobs. Can't someone tell them to shut the fuck up? The adults are taking over. Go.
That's why I'm running for mayor.
That's
I just
right.
found my campaign
You're
manager,
hired, man.
Ladies
yeah,
and gentlemen.
Exactly.
You're hired, Adam. Listen, just this week, I'm making a proposal, a sensible, common sense proposal that will ban encampments next to schools. Next to schools.
How dare you?
So these folks that you're talking about came to this press conference and were shouting me down the whole time. They oppose, they oppose my ordinance that want to ban encampments next to schools.
Right. But it's such a small minority of the populace who agrees with those people. Somehow someone gave them all bullhorns and bully pulpits, and the rest of us are hanging around thinking that that's the way the wind is blowing. It's not. It's the same with Latinx. Like, nobody thinks that way except for five people, but they get the bullhorns.
We lost sense of common sense. That's why I'm running JoeBuscaino.com. Come on board. I need you so we can fight back.
All right, but I want to be in charge of traffic.
Deputy Mayor of Transportation, ladies and gentlemen.
And those electric freeway billboard signs, they do text. Can they do images? Can they have me in like a cowboy outfit holding the six shooter down, everyone going, shake your ass.
That's so inappropriate.
Get moving.
Dance.
Dance.
No? So inappropriate.
Yeah, but it would work. It would be super effective. All right, Joe. I won't ruin any more of your campaign. Let me hit Sleeper here. Modern fantasy experience designed to connect people over sports with integrated chat and a sleek interface. Sleeper users talk more to their league mates. Fantasy, NFL, NBA, even LCS League of Legends. Free, by the way, zero ads, a genuinely a premium experience. Total control over your fantasy draft and season. Redraft as well. Dynasty, best ball, Sleeper. Play fantasy sports your way. Brian is over the moon about Sleeper.
Sleeper's a real deal, man. All of us fantasy football enthusiasts like no Sleeper. When you're like, oh, Sleeper's a sponsor, like, Sleeper, I love Sleeper.
Fastest growing fantasy platform. There you go. Millions of users built almost entirely on word of mouth. Available at the App Store, Google Play, or on your desktop. Download the Sleeper app and start playing today. Joe, from... just Godspeed is all I have to say.
Thanks, Adam.
What's the timeline? Like, when do we know? You know what I mean? Like,
so I'm out early. I have to be because I'm up against the political establishment. These folks, my potential opponents, have been in office over 20 years. Remember, I came from the street working as a police officer. So the election's next June. That's why I'm out early. Got to raise some money to get my name out. And as we know here in LA, the media market's very expensive. And got to raise $4 to $5 million by next June to get my message out and my vision out. Yeah, no shit.
Yeah.
As your people would say, Maron.
And LA Times is going to be torn on you because they're like, he's a Democrat. All right. But he wants to do something about homelessness. Oh. I don't know if we can endorse that. He wants to do things. All right, Joe Buscaino.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for the sauce.
Enjoy it. Give the family our love.
We will see you at the next San Gennaro Feast.
This October, we're going to honor Adam Curl. October 2nd in San Pedro, Los Angeles. Let's go.
Get the giant skeleton key ready.
Key to the city.
All right, we'll take a quick break back with the news right after this. Hey, Geico, do you own? Do you rent? Well, you do one or the other, right? You know, it's hard work out there. Owning, renting. You want to save some money? How about you bundle? Bundle your policies at Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle the homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you got so much to do already. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could save at Geico. That is geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral. Weird crime, protest, politics. Give me news with Gino Grad. Stuff they saw on TMZ. Joe Biden. Kamala. Meet news with Gina. Gina Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
Well, we have some breaking news that...
Speaking of breaking, I'm breaking into
breaking
the sauce.
Open the jar. No, wait, how it. Is it? How is it?
Mm, yeah.
Savory, oh. Umami, zesty.
Just fresh tomatoes.
God damn it. Like,
it's different. It's better.
Joey, yeah. Want my vote? Bring back some more some gravy.
Seriously. Mm. Delicious. Chris handed me this a few minutes ago, and we will definitely keep our eye on it. This is from TMZ. Blues Traveler had a scary moment on its travels. The band's tour bus has crashed on an interstate. Several band members were rushed to the hospital. A rep for the band tells TMZ their bus crashed this morning in Minnesota on their way to Friday's tour stop, and the crash left everyone inside trapped until law enforcement and first responders arrived. The band was on the way to Rochester, Minnesota. The single vehicle crashed, left everyone shaken, while a few, including frontman John Popper, were injured and treated at the hospital. Minnesota State Police say the tour bus lost control on I-90, crashed into a center median ditch, resulting in non-life-threatening injuries for three passengers. John was live posting about the crash on Facebook, saying he injured his ribs, and another bandmate suffered a dislocated shoulder.
He saw a squirrel outside the bus.
Yeah, I wanted to get
a shot at it.
Yeah. You mean Chris, we're just talking to John on the way out to Pebble Beach. Less than a week ago, or right around a week ago.
I would imagine a cracked rib is bad for singing and harmonica playing.
Oh yeah,
a lot of breathing. Yes,
yeah, harmonica playing with a cracked rib.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I have to check.
You find
in on
out.
Him.
Yeah, you I'll let find us out. Know.
Yeah.
The AP reports that a man who claimed to have a bomb in a pickup truck near the Capitol surrendered to law enforcement after this hours-long standoff. It's like 5 hours.
Hold on. Max Pata, give me my phone. If you give me my phone, I'll send a text to John. Yeah. We'll see what he replies.
Go right to the top.
He was happy to tell me that they had the number one blues album in the United States.
Well, that's
the last album.
Right there
the
name.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
So police didn't immediately know whether this guy really had explosives today, but authorities were searching the truck in an effort to understand what led this guy, 49-year-old Floyd Ray Roseberry of North Carolina, to drive onto the sidewalk outside the Library of Congress and start making these bomb threats. The police continued these negotiations. Video surfaced of this guy on Facebook Live. It was like a half hour long. I'll have a little clip for you. He was threatening explosions, making anti-government threats, talking about what he believes are the ills of the country, position on Afghanistan, health care, the military. He said Democrats need to step down, but he also loves the president, Joe Biden, and he just wants to talk to him. Here's less than a minute of the clip from the original Facebook Live video.
Because I'm a patriot. I love this land. I've died for this land. Because my grandbaby's going to have the rights I had. Any of you other fuckers out there, any of you other patriots, y'all motherfuckers sitting at home, sitting on the couch, out there fishing, playing the golf. I don't want to see no more fucking videos, patriots, it's time. This motherfucker, the revolution's on. It's on. And I don't stand here alone, Joe. If you take me out, you'll never know where them other four are until they go off. It's going to be a chain reaction. Don't break my windows. Send somebody up here to talk to me.
This is Andy's worst video.
Yeah, I'm going to unfollow him on YouTube.
Yeah.
Everyone always talks about like how insane we are as a country, but I'm always surprised that there's as little of this as there is, considering like you go, well, everyone's got a gun. Mm. I mean, there's like 330 million people and 350 million guns, and everyone's on medication, and everyone's having fist fights on commercial airline flights now.
Everyone's got a phone.
Kind of surprised that, and everyone's, you know, weaponized with the government and all that kind of stuff. There's a remarkably little sort of ram the van into the Capitol fence kind of stuff, or even like the White House. You know what I mean? Like, if you just went, look, half this country's nuts. There's the White House. Seems like every third day someone would be trying to fly a Cessna into it or drive a van, you know, through the front gate or something. It's kind of rare considering how nutty and medicated everyone is.
Yeah, this is the exception that proves the rule.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because this guy, I mean, the video was over a half hour and he's talking about there was like some stuff about his wife or his ex-wife's like medical bills. I think she may have been a cancer patient. He's overwhelmed with these bills. He's never going to get out underneath, and unclear whether he really had a bomb. He had like he was talking about like a bunch of change and a roll of nickels, and like, you know, he was holding this like kind of rusty looking tin thing. But so far, nobody knows if that was anything. I look at that man's face and I just see desperation.
He doesn't seem well.
You know, but usually it's like they're kind of easy to make fun of and it's a punchline. Okay, you know, whack job. But I watched a lot of this video and he just, I mean, not that he seems well, but he seems desperate.
I miss old. Remember when old nutty was like Anna Nicole Smith?
Yeah.
That used to be our old like clinically insane person.
You like my body.
Yeah, we'd all have a nice laugh about it before they OD.
That's funny. Yeah, that was the turn. That was a turning point. Yeah. Like, oh, how funny she is. She has the reality show. She's so out of it. Oh, she's dead.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, not so funny now.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, now they've amped it up. Well, you mentioned.
I love that show, by the way.
It was a great show.
What was it called?
On the red, no, the red carpet? Or
wait,
the,
her show?
Yeah, the Anna Nicole Smith. No, or Anna Nicole Smith is something.
Chasing Anna or maybe that. Something like that?
Mm.
It does feel like a lifetime ago that she was even around. You mentioned fights in the air, and I'm glad you did, because CNN reports that federal authorities are proposing more than $500,000 in new fines against commercial airline passengers who've refused to wear masks, hit flight attendants, threw luggage across the cabin. The FAA's announcement of more than $500,000 in fines is against 34 passengers accused of being unruly. So federal documents show that 9 of the 34 involve a passenger accused of touching or hitting a person on a plane, including crew members, and half the incidents involve flights to or from Florida. The FAA, the flight attendants union, would like to see harsher punishments, but the FAA says we don't do criminal charges, so we can't help you there.
Really?
That's what they said.
Yeah.
You know, it strikes me like when I was in junior high, you'd have the kids get out of, some kid would get out of hand, but we didn't have to turn the classroom around and go back to wherever we're from. You know, the bummer of the airplane is you can't just kick the person off. You got to turn it around.
Yeah, everybody pays.
And go somewhere that no one wants to go to. And I don't know. Like, do you think airlines, is there going to be this with airlines? Like, you know, you take accommodations. Like, okay, so you have airlines, and then you have the destination of the hotel or wherever you might go to on your airline when you're traveling. And we all understand that if you want to go to Vegas and you want to go down to the end of the strip and hang out at Slots of Fun, there's going to be a different clientele there.
Yeah, different vibe.
And there may be some action in the casino that you didn't want. You know, there's going to be some drunken people getting into it and that kind of thing. But we all understand that if you go book a meal at Mr. Chow's, at Caesar's Palace, it's going to be a completely different world. And is that, you know, we got Frontier Airlines and Southwest and stuff like that.
Sun Country.
It's Sun Country. Is something going to emerge domestically where you go, it's It's got a dress code. This is the clientele. Well, you're paying a little extra, but they're never turning that plane around.
That's a good idea.
They have JetSuite X. They have another competitor. I think it's called Aero or Aero. Mm. Like,
JetSuite X is awesome and perfect, but they're real limited.
Yes, you know. As is Aero, I think is what it's called, but it's also very limited. And there's one that does like exclusively first class. It's like $1,000 a ticket because you're flying essentially, you know, with a plane with 11 seats, you know, or whatever it is. But you're right, it's limited. It doesn't appeal to a wide audience.
Well, that's a good idea, though, because all flying is gen pop now, like in jail.
Right.
Everyone's in the yard. So right. You're right. The only way to distinguish, it's not going to be about the stick. It's going to be the carrot. It's going to be, hey, come over here, pay another, you know, $300-$400, and I promise this won't happen on our flight.
Well, wasn't Virgin and JetBlue kind of that 15 years ago?
Yeah, they had silverware and cookies.
A little bit better.
Virgin was literally a step above every other
Brian
airline.
Was the poster boy right. For Virgin.
I fucking loved it. I was loyal. I was a loyal member or whatever it was. You know, I had status and then it got absorbed by Alaska. And now it's just another airline.
Right. Yeah. So might there be something for that?
It'd be nice.
It would be.
I was started by Richard Branson. Wouldn't it be great if Elon Musk started an airline?
Yeah.
Just you paid a little bit more, you got a little bit more, and the clientele was not the. But because let's face it, there used to be the division. Used to be the plane versus the bus.
The Greyhound.
What separated the airplane and the Greyhound was. From here to Chicago, it was another $186 to take the airplane. And that difference was enough to keep certain folks on the bus and off of the airplane. Now, the Southwest flight is the same. I think the Southwest flight from here to Chicago is cheaper than a bus ticket.
I'll bet you it is.
So now we got, boom.
Yeah.
Let's see. So John wrote back.
Oh.
I wrote, you okay? Heard about the accident. He wrote, yeah, just bruised to shit.
Oh.
Well, two exclamation points.
That is breaking news.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, thank you for doing that, my God.
Scoops everyone.
There we go.
Yeah. Did anything happen to Dr. Drew or Jimmy? Because other than that, I'm out.
Not that I'm aware of.
All right. Well, I'm out of celebrities.
Okay. Well, damn. Thanks for that. Larry David and Alan Dershowitz have got into it. They've made headlines after getting into an argument outside a convenience store on Martha's Vineyard. According to Dershowitz,
it's just funny that
it really happened. It's not an episode of Curb.
Like, who's the Jewiest?
Yes.
Is it a competition over who gets to wear the golden yarmulke?
And we're about to find out. David screamed and yelled at him, according to Dershowitz, and his face turned red. He even said he was worried Larry was going to have a stroke. It seems that somebody from Page Six wrote down the interaction. Happened to be passing by, saw them fighting, wrote it down as accurately as he could. Once they confirmed the interaction, the dialogue with Dershowitz, who said it happened this way.
I love Larry David, but he's one of these guys who walks. You ever see when a marionette walks?
Yeah.
Their feet are kind of in front of them.
Oh, yeah.
Like
flapping.
When marionettes like walk, they're like, I walk, I lean forward like 4 degrees.
Right.
His feet are in front of me. He walks. Ichabod Crane walked that way, but marionettes, whenever they make marionettes walk, their feet are in front of them and they're actually kind of leaning back.
Yep.
It's almost like they're getting up out of a recliner and then walking in that sort of halfway position. He walks like a marionette.
Now I got to see that.
Find the Vince McMahon meme of him walking to the ring.
The big, yeah. Well, lucky for you, we actually are going to be able to reenact this interaction between Alan Dershowitz and Larry David. I believe Brian playing Dershowitz, Dawson playing David. Gentlemen, take it away.
This is Martha's Vineyard?
Martha's Vineyard outside a convenience store.
They just ran into each other?
It kind of feels like Dershowitz may have been kind of tracking him a little, but unclear. Here we go.
All right.
We can still talk, Larry.
No, we really can't. I saw you. I saw you with your arm around Mike Pompeo. It's disgusting.
He's my former student. I greet all my former students that way. I can't greet my former students.
It's disgusting. Your whole enclave. It's disgusting. You're disgusting.
It happened just like that. And at that point, take a bow, please. At that point, Larry allegedly.
Hold on. I do like when the argument goes from the sort of macro to the micro. Like when they do the thing where they go, it's disgusting. It's disgusting. You're disgusting. Like they sit, Brett, they go from macro to micro, boom.
Yeah, Larry was pissed. Mm. Apparently, when he started walking away, it literally feels like an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm. Dershowitz rips off his top t-shirt to reveal a t-shirt underneath that says, "It's the Constitution, stupid."
Wow.
And he's wearing that around Martha's Vineyard. They did confirm the story. But by the way, Dershowitz eagerly admitted they both voted for Biden, Larry David and Alan Dershowitz, but the friendship was severed when he began working for the Trump camp.
Yeah, he's in that he's in the same kind of group that he got a little bit, because I was talking to Garrigus about this, who's Garrigus, a lifelong Democrat, but you start defending the wrong people and you're out of the tribe.
To find the wrong people.
I was going to say.
The wrong.
Pulling a Garrigus?
Yeah. No, I mean, Dershowitz and Garrigus are both very strong believers and everyone needs competent counsel, right, sure, and adequate whatever. And they'll die with that. And
they've got to know each other.
I'm sure they do. So they defend lots of unpopular
unsavory
people, and then people get pissed off, and then they're out.
Yep.
But I don't know. There's a kind of a wiring that you have to do that, because most people couldn't take the scrutiny. You know,
no.
they don't like being ostracized.
And I mean, one of the best examples is the what's her name, Sarah Paulson, David Schwimmer, everyone who did the OJ series.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that really it really puts a fine point on things.
Yeah, I was just talking to Garrigus. I don't know why it just popped up, but during the whole Michael Jackson doc when they cut up
Franken,
the Franken edited that him and that. It's like you got to be prepared. Most people couldn't take that.
No, that would ruin your life for a while.
Like, imagine you're just sitting home and you got some guy, you're watching the doc, and there's the victim going, he molested me when I was 9, and then they cut out of context. Garrigus going, anybody who comes forward is going to feel the wrath of God.
And we're going to come down on you like a ton of bricks.
Right. It's like, oh my God, everyone thinks I'm the worst person in the world.
Yeah.
By the way, just so everyone knows, that's when somebody secretly set up a camera in their private jet, and him and Michael Jackson were flying, and they try to record it. And this is Garrigus with a young Al Gore. I don't know who's next to him.
I don't know.
This is
a mustachioed Garrigus
from Leaving Neverland. This is him saying, if anyone sets up another camera, tries to privately tape, secretly tape us, we're going to come down on them. But
that's not what aired.
No.
Will land on you like a ton of bricks. We will land on you like a hammer. If you do anything to besmirch this man's reputation, anything to intrude on his privacy in any way that's actionable, we will unleash a legal torrent like you've never seen.
Michael called.
Yeah.
Conveniently left out.
Is that legal?
I don't know.
Legal. I think the way around it is he said the words he said. Obviously, they edited.
But you changed them. You took them out of context.
Of course.
Yeah, look, I'm just saying, be careful when you think you're watching a documentary sometime. There's a lot within a documentary.
Yeah, right.
Willie never went to the Indianapolis 500.
I don't think so.
Yeah, there's a lot of cooking inside a documentary.
Yeah, well, most documentaries are to prove a point. So they're trying to prove their point, and they muddied it a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, as a guy's done it a few times, you know, there's certain. I remember when we were doing the Newman doc and Jim Fitzgerald was his driving mate and kind of his best friend, and they went and did a race in Florida, and Fitzgerald died in the in the race, and he probably died of a heart attack and then hit the wall, but no one really knows. No one knows if the accident killed him or if he died and then
lost control
and hit the wall. But I remember, you know, at the time, it's like We had to find a picture of Paul Newman sitting in his car looking upset because when I was talking to Bob Sharp about it, I was like, well, what did Paul do in the race? And he said he went back out after they cleaned up the wreck. He went out and he drove for another three laps and then he came in. He couldn't continue. And we had to find a picture of him sitting in his car looking sad, which we did, but it wasn't from that race. You know, it's like there's a, you have to do a fair amount of that stuff because there is no footage of him in that race. And that's some of the stuff that goes on. That's not not cutting up dialogue and putting it together,
that's
making it something
else. Yeah.
Yeah, but there's you have to do some of that stuff.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you guys have heard the new Lizzo Cardi B song Rumors, but it's kind of great.
It's Adam's ringtone.
Yeah. They should be happy about it. They collaborated. They put out this video. They put out this song. It's doing gangbusters. But Lizzo's not so happy.
Oh, I saw her on TMZ.
She's crying on her bathroom floor over some hurtful comments aimed at her size and her race. TMZ reports that Facebook, which owns Instagram, agreed to delete the worst of the insults and deactivate a lot of the troll accounts that violated terms and conditions around hate speech. Here's a clip of Lizzo, who appears to be crying on the floor, speaking directly to the fans and the haters.
If you love it, thank you. If it's meh, thank you, because at least you gave it a chance. At least you listened to it. That means something to me. For the people who just always gonna have something negative to say about me that has nothing to do with music or the content of my character or me as an artist and just has everything to do with my body or whatever trope you think I fall into, suck my pussy from behind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Because y'all motherfuckers gonna be the main ones catching up.
I don't know what that means, but I did it. I think I was able to evaluate the suck the pussy from behind.
That part more effective.
Mm-hmm.
Direct.
Yeah.
It's so weird that everyone must address everything all the time.
Mm.
Like, yeah, you're famous. You put a lot of stuff out. Then X amount of shit's going to be negative. It's all right. You're rich. No. You're fine. Don't need to address it. Doesn't she play the cello?
The flute.
Oh, the flute.
Yeah, really well. In case you haven't seen the video, and I just saw it like yesterday, and I thought it was kind of fun. Here's a clip from Rumors, the new song with Cardi B, who looks very pregnant in this video, and Lizzo.
They hated on me since school, yeah. I never thought I was cool, yeah. Now me and Cardi, we cool, yeah. I love hoes on foes, yeah. I am body goals, yeah. This shit from my soul, yeah. Black people may rock and roll.
Lizzo's backup dancers are a ton of fun. She got some gals that are bigger than her
and
breaking
it
down.
I think they tour with her. That's like her thing.
It's got to be a little confusing when the 265-pound chick comes up and they're like talking to her at the bar. Like, what do you do?
Backup dancer.
Okay. Hold on. Did you say long-haul trucker?
No, I'm a backup dancer, professional dancer.
That's good, right.
No.
Yeah, I'm Tom Petty.
No, I perform in concerts. We did American Airlines Arena last night.
Hold on. Gina, you should do this. You're a chick.
Thank you.
Sorry, I appreciate it, Brian.
You looked at me.
Yeah, you're right. I looked at you.
Yeah,
you're what?
I'm a backup dancer. I go on
all right,
tour.
Well, why don't you back that big ass up and get me another beer? Do you work
no,
here?
No. I don't work here. We're just in here for the night. I'm a backup dancer. I'm on stage.
I've seen a ton of videos with a ton of backup dancers. I see those J-Lo videos.
Yeah.
I see those Britney
That's
Spears
That's what I do.
Videos.
Every night in a different city.
Okay, first off, how do they transport you? C-130? You ain't going to fit in a coach seat, baby. Right,
I don't know what you're talking about. I get paid very well to dress scantily clad, twerk. The crowd goes crazy. Everybody loves it. Different city every night. Costumes, lights, everything.
Yeah, let's step back. Let me look at you again.
Yeah, right here.
Oh, boy. Well, first things first, it's mathematically impossible for you to dance every single night in a new city and maintain your morbid obesity.
Do you want me to make it clap?
Librarian, am I right?
No, my mom was actually a librarian.
Hospice nurse.
Hospice nurse? No, I am a performer.
Let's see.
I'm in the union.
Traffic cop, not in a standing in traffic, you know, waving people. I'm going to guess your profession.
Are you hearing me? I'm telling you.
Secret shopper for Arby's. Huh? Am I warm?
I've tried to tell you 1,000 times. I dance for
Junior.
A living. Do you know who Lizzo is?
Hold on. Open your purse. Can I have a couple of those nuggets?
What are you talking about?
Well, you must have chicken on you.
I am on a very strict diet. I perform every night. I got to have stamina.
Backup dancer.
Miss, sound check is in 20 minutes or so.
Thanks, Rob.
Oh, and
thank
here's
you.
Your milkshake.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, roadie.
No. No.
And scene. Yeah, those are some big gals.
Yeah.
By the way, post, this is, I don't know, 40 years on from the fridge, but...
Perry?
Those big gals can move now.
Yeah. They're backup dancers.
Yeah, I know, but there was a time when if you were
5'7"
and 245, you just didn't move that well.
Well, and to your point, remember how much, well, I don't know, so worried about him. We don't know where Richard Simmons is now or what he's doing, but I used to go to Slimmons. Yeah, but he's holed up in his house. I used to go to Slimmons in Beverly Hills because it was so much fun. You could take actual jazzercise from Richard Simmons, who would scream every time you looked at the floor, just to, like, you know, when you were moving, he'd come up to you and right in your face go, "Don't look at the floor. There's no cookies down there." And he would go super crazy on everyone. But everyone was all different sizes. And there were women who were so big, they weren't really mobile anymore. Mm-hmm. So there would always be chairs for them in the back. Oh. And they would just do the arm exercises, the arm jazz.
You gotta start somewhere.
Yeah.
Did Susan Powder go nuts, too?
She's still around.
I don't know.
She's still around?
But I looked her up semi-recently, a year or so ago.
Well, remember the whole thing with Richard that, like, it sounds like his maid kind of, like, took over his life and is kind of, like, keeping him socked away in his mansion in Beverly Hills?
Yeah, it is, like, it's sad, but you also know you've arrived when one of your helpers takes over your life.
Form a coup?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll never forget on election night, it had to be, I don't know, 7 or 8 years ago, whenever, he got really teary-eyed, asked us all to stop, get a mat to sit on, and he proceeded to cry and give us a speech about being the president of our own hopes and dreams.
Wow.
He sure did.
Yeah, he's poised for a comeback.
I would love it. Unironically, I would love it.
Yeah, I could live in a world with some Richard Simmons.
Absolutely. He's the best.
He'd go on Letterman and jump up and down. Yes.
You were asking if Susan Powder was insane or went nuts. According to Wikipedia, as of 2012, she was living in an Earthship in New Mexico.
Oh, yeah. That's where I want my Susan Powder to be living. That's great.
Is that like an Adobe house or something?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. From the picture I see.
That's fantastic. Stop, like, the insanity, Susan.
Wow. I miss her. All right, let's bring it home, Gina Grad.
Okay, I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
Well, that's fine, boy. Gina
Grad. That was the news with Gina Grad.
We're watching Jim McMahon.
Doesn't he walk like a marionette?
Yes.
Look at that strut.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kayla.
Thank you. All right. Let's see. You can go to AdamCarolla.com because I'm going to be in Minneapolis at the Acme Comedy Co. coming up next week, and maybe a few tickets left. Some of the shows are sold out. And Catalina Island doing a stand-up show September 5th. Royal Oak, Michigan, doing the Music Theater there September 10th. Kansas City. Mm-hmm. Going all over the place. Just go to AdamCarolla.com and you can watch Going Racing. We have 8 new episodes on Pluto TV and our chassis channel, 687. Joe Buscaino, you can check out his campaign. I think you should go to his website. Joe Bus, it's BUSCAINO.com.
Vote for Joe's, vote for Adam for traffic.
That's right.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Very real.
We're this
very
close.
Real.
So. Until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Joe Buscaino and Gina Grad and Bob Ryan saying mahalo. Ooh, I want some of this.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow us on Twitter at Adam Carolla. Catch Gina Grad on the podcast Easy Listening, Bob Ryan on the Film Vault, the rest of us on the water cooler. And pick up your telephone and dial 866. I forgot the damn number. 866 That's what happens when I say it different. 7347. I don't know. Go through yesterday's outro. Get the phone number. Leave us a voicemail. And get your tickets to see the Ace Man. The shows will sell out. Tickets are available at AdamCarolla.com.
Hey, Geico, do you own? Do you rent? Well, you do one or the other, right? You know, it's hard work out there. Owning, renting. You want to save some money? How about you bundle? Bundle your policies at Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle the homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you got so much to do already. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could save at Geico. That is geico.com today. That's geico.com.